That mass shooting outside Pittsburgh last month, 5 adults, 3 of them siblings, 1 pregnant, gunned down at a backyard barbecue, stunned even hardened law enforcement, and also prompted a local news anchor to take to Facebook. Here's some of what she wrote. "There's no nice words when a coward holding an AK-47 hoses down a family on a back porch in Wilkinsburg, when their children have to hide for cover and then emerge from the frightened shadows to find their mother's face blown away. It stays with me like a cold I can't shake. I don't want to hurt anymore. I'm tired of hurting." She went on, "You needn't be a profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers. I will tell you, they live within 5 miles and have been hiding out in a home ever since. They're young black men. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs. These boys have been in the system before. Now they are lost." So, what do you think of those words? And does it make a difference if you know that the anchor, WTAE-TV's Wendy Bell, is white? Or that 2 days after the posting, she was fired? The station said her speculations were unjournalistic. She's had supporters and detractors. We're going to hear from both, starting with Niger Innes. Like his father, Roy Innes, he's a member of the activist group CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. He's also a leader of Project 21. That's a group of black conservatives. And Niger, you support Wendy Bell's words. Why?
I do, because they are very true. Obviously, the police have to make an arrest and there has to be a conviction of this savage attack. But Ms. Bell has a larger truth. The larger truth is that there's a carnage taking place in our cities all across this country. You know, it was just reported that Chicago in the first 3 months of this year, 2016, there are 135 homicides. We know what the color of those people are, of our fellow Americans in Chicago are. They are most likely going to be disproportionately black and brown. And we also know the more than likely perpetrators, what color they are, more than likely black. And that is a crisis within our country, is a crisis among young black men. And that is the crisis that Ms. Bell was speaking of. By the way, let's not lose the fact that not only is, okay, Ms. Bell might be white and the perpetrators she believes are black and I believe are black and most Americans know are black. The victims for a fact are black. 6 victims, 4 women, 1 man, an unborn child, viciously murdered while just having a barbecue.
Well, you know what the criticism is. First of all, she speculated as a journalist. She's not supposed to do that. Some people were critical of her moral outrage. They said it had a whiff of white privilege. We're going to hear a bit of that. But then there's the point that there are external forces that affect poor communities, whether or not they're black. And she doesn't talk about that. She seems to blame the community for things like, well, gun and drug sales. We know that communities are targeted for that. There are neglected schools. She seemed to put the blame at the feet of the community.
I don't think so. I think she acutely is dealing with a crisis with among young black men. And, you know, I want to applaud someone. You mentioned my father, his old sparring partner, Al Sharpton. I actually want to applaud him because he was on a program this morning. I believe it was Morning Joe. And he actually said, you know, we cannot separate police from the communities in which they serve. We cannot exacerbate a distance between police and the community. We need more aggressive community policing and to do so without political correctness. Now, he didn't say the political correctness part. I did. Yeah. Now, we're on opposite sides of the spectrum, don't agree on the time of day it is. But even Al believes that there's a crisis among young black men. There is a horrific murder rate. And Robin, I know we don't have much time here, but I think it's important for us to recognize today is the 48th horrific anniversary of the murder and assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And what Dr. Martin Luther King did more than anything else, Robin, is bring truth to power. And what Wendy Bell did was bring truth to power. She exposed in her private expression of her own thoughts, feelings of pain and anger and frustration for these 6 black lives that were lost. She was revealing truth to power. And for that, I applaud her.
Niger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're talking about the firing of WTAE TV anchor Wendy Bell, who took to Facebook after that massacre outside Pittsburgh last month. 5 people, 1 pregnant, mowed down, 2 suspects on the loose. Wendy wrote of her pain and also said the suspects were likely young black men from families with multiple fathers, probably being hidden in the neighborhood. As you just heard, Niger says that's something a lot of people are afraid to say. Well, let's bring in Damon Young, editor-in-chief of VSB for Very Smart Brothers. He's also a contributing editor for Ebony.com. He joins us from the studios of WESA in Pittsburgh. And Damon, you wrote, you don't think Wendy Bell should be fired, but you ripped her writing. You said it was completely tone deaf.
I chose to write because her Facebook post basically hit every target on the white privilege dartboard, starting from her profiling the murderers, and not just the profiling, but going beyond that and saying things like, you know, their moms have multiple baby daddies and multiple jobs. And that aspect right there just had no relevance to the situation, to the case. It didn't touch on, I guess, some of the social or environmental factors that can contribute to something like that happening. The way she painted it was, okay, this is a black problem with black people, and I'm going to make my description as stereotypically black as possible.
In other words, you're not saying they might, when we find out who actually did this, they might be young men who have siblings who have different fathers, but you're saying that doesn't make someone a murderer?
Yes, and I'm saying that whether or not Wendy Bell actually ends up being right is irrelevant. Being right in this instance still does not give you the right as a journalist to go on and make those types of presumptions about people of color, about anybody.
Well, that's why she was fired. But what about Niger Innes' thoughts that she was just speaking what a lot of black people are thinking, but it feels too politically incorrect to say? He goes on to say that President Obama didn't use the bully pulpit the way he should have to discuss the self-imposed genocide occurring in black communities. Self-imposed genocide.
Well, it's not a self-imposed genocide because you have to look at the context surrounding why those situations happen. They do not happen in a vacuum. There are decades, centuries, actually, worth of environmental, social, and structural factors that contribute to the conditions that exist in a community like a Wilkinsburg, where this type of violence exists. So you can't just look at it as, okay, these black people are here, these black people are committing these crimes, and this is a specifically black problem. If you really want to address the problem and you want to have a real – want to do something that affects a real change, you first have to acknowledge that these things exist as a part of a pattern.
Well, and there are several studies, one recently out of Ohio State, that agree with the thinking that it's poverty, not race, that's tied to high crime rates in urban communities. But what do you say to people who say, well, wait a second, because you also were very angry that Wendy Bell was expressing her own pain at reporting on these stories. What do you say to white people who say, wait a second, can I express my pain and my hurt at seeing these stories?
Well, you can express your pain and your hurt. But again, if we're talking about Wendy Bell specifically, in the first half of her Facebook post, she talked about the murders and she profiled and made some presumptions about who she thought committed the murders. Now, in the second half of her Facebook post, she connected the murders to this completely unrelated story about some server at a restaurant her and her family were at. And the language she used to describe the server was very, very racially problematic. The main issue people seem to have with Bell's piece was her making that connection, as if there's any connection between those murders and that server besides the fact that the server happened to be black and the murderers are presumably black.
She wrote how the server, a young man, got down on his hands and knees to pick up scraps that had fallen to the floor. He was a hard worker. He did all this with a rhythm and a step that gushed positivity. He's going to make it. She complimented his manager and asked all her readers, if you see someone, you know, that you think a stranger needs a pat on the back, do it, because you could make a difference. You're saying what? That it's the good black?
Yeah, I'm saying that her trying to morph into this, like, post-racial Scarlett O'Hara is not helpful, and it's insulting because, again, it dichotomizes black people into, okay, you have the bad black who committed those murders, but then you have the good black who is serving her family and is picking up the scraps and dancing and has a rhythm and... How do you think it is okay to make this connection and also to be a journalist and say this out loud?
Well, Damon Young, I mean, both you and Niger, I'm sure, have launched a conversation that's going to take many more before we're through. But just as we leave you, what would have been a better way for a white person who felt affected by this massacre, this terrible story, to express that pain?
A better way would be to acknowledge the pain and suffering of the people who were victimized, to take a step back and recognize that, again, these things don't exist in a black in a vacuum. I said vacuum. Floridian slip right there. These things don't exist in a vacuum. They are a product of a ton of environmental factors, and it would behoove us all to take a step back and at least acknowledge that these factors exist.
That's Damon Young, editor-in-chief of VSB, the daily digital magazine, contributing editor for Ebony.com. We also spoke with Niger Innes of Project 21, the Black Conservative Leadership Network, about the firing of a news anchor for her opinions on Facebook about a backyard barbecue massacre. Damon, thank you.
Thank you.